The average age young Irish people now leave the family home is 26.3 years. A new study by Eurostat has found that the Irish figure is a little bit above the EU average. So what we want to know is, are you still living at home? Did you boomerang? Did you hop out of the house for a bit and had to move back? Did you manage to get out early, or are you a little bit above 26? Are you 36, or are you some other age and yet still, I suppose, is the word stuck the right word to use? They're stuck at home. At what age were you when you flew the nest anyway? And joining me now to discuss this is Nicola Barden, who is a features writer with The Sun and is currently back at home, largely speaking. Nicola, tell me about your situation. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Ciara. Well, I was one of those people who moved out quite early. I was 19 when I came to Dublin from Louth for college. So I was a big grown-up going into the world and all that kind of stuff. And for years, I was changing apartments. It was quite easy back then. You were looking at maybe €350 for a room,
yeah,
a double room. There was always options available. You kind of nearly had to pick yours. You could have six options. And then I went and did my J1 and moved back home after I came back from that. So it's probably the last, on and off in the last few years, I've always been in Dublin. I went travelling to Australia for a couple of years, came back and instantly moved back to Dublin. I wanted to move back to Dublin when I got a job here, back in the Sun. But I was commuting for about a year and staying at people's houses. And, you know, I have a sister that lives up here, kind of crashing her couch. But for the last 3.5 years, I got my own apartment, staying with two lovely girls, and it was perfect. And, you know, I was 30 yeah. years of age. I wanted to be back. I wanted my own space. You don't really want to be having to report what time you're going to be home at and that kind of stuff.
Of course,
you know,
not, yeah.
And where you're going to be at all times, etc. Like, you know, your mother's worry, of course. But then our landlord decided they wanted to do renovations, and that was us out. And I couldn't find anywhere in the time limit that we were given. So since February now, I've been back in Louth and I've been commuting up and down and living with my mom again. And so it's 3 months now, and I didn't think it'd even be that much. But
How hard is it, Nicola? Because, like, do you mind me saying how old you are?
No, you can. I'm 33.
You're 33. So how hard? Because you're a grown adult woman. Your mum probably at your age could have had you. Do you know? And
yeah,
would have been living a different type of life in terms of independence. I know I moved back in briefly for a year with my mum as an adult when I had builders in my house, and it was awful. It was really hard, and it was very challenging, and also it didn't have a good effect on me. I kind of reverted to teenage me, where I was kind of leaving wet towels around the place and looking a bit sulky from time. Like, it didn't do me any good either. How difficult are you finding it, with all due respect to your lovely mother?
I know. I find it really, I actually feel sorry for my mom, because she, you know, looks forward to seeing me coming home, and she talks, she's like, oh, how was your day? But I'm wrecked. I'm after being on the bus for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You could be stuck in traffic on the motorway or whatever. And, you know, at this point, you look out a window for an hour and a half and you're, you know, you're tired. And she's so lovely. She has my dinner prepared for me and whatever, but she wants to talk. And I'm like, I don't want to talk at all. Please, no. And then in the morning, I'm getting up and she's already up. And again, she wants to chat. And I'm like, oh, I just, you know, I really just want some quiet time. But I'm finding, yeah, the teenage thing does creep back in, because, you know, by the time I get home, I would just easily have some toast, but she'll have dinner made. And then I'm leaving clothes in a wash basket and she washes them.
Yes.
So it's very easy to just slip back into that.
And in a way, she probably might like even doing those little things for you, being able to help. But on the other hand, it does sort of infantilize us as adults, somebody running after us in a way, doesn't it? It's a funny one.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm so used to cooking for myself and obviously doing everything yeah. for myself when I lived on my own. And now when I do something like that at the weekends, I might say, listen, I'm going to make dinner today or something. And she's like, oh my God, that's so lovely. And, you know, she's so taken aback and so delighted by it. And I'm like, geez, I'm 33 years of age and my mom is happy that I made dinner once a week, you know?
Oh.
You kind of get a bit embarrassed and you're like, dear God.
It is a hard road, and it's probably a hard road for both of you in a way, but I'm looking at what this texter has said, Nicola. She says, all those baby boomer sneering phrases and opinions about when people should leave the family home are defunct now, because the baby boomers are the generation that destroyed the Irish economy and the housing development in Ireland, with the result that everyone else is paying the price now and for the next 40 years. There is a grain of truth in that what generations ahead of you were able to do, you're struggling to do. And a lot of that is to do with transfers of wealth and managements of the economy and things like that. Do you feel pissed off that you're in this position?
I do. You know, there's days when you just get on with it. But there are days when, you know, you've done 5 days in a row coming up and down. you know, I work 7 days a week sometimes and it gets to you mentally. And then I just think, when I was 15 years ago, I thought, 33, I bought my own house.
Yeah.
I'll have ticked all the boxes that everybody says you should tick. And then I'm, you know, I've now known that that's not going to happen to me, maybe ever, the way that the economy is now. And then I get somebody who's 20 years, 30 years older than me going, why have you not bought a house yet? Why are you not getting a mortgage? And I'm like, there's nothing there.
And you get the thing about lattes and avocados thrown at you as if that's the actual thing. You know what I mean? As if that's why you can't buy a house.
Yeah, they say, especially with coming to renting, you know, people are saying to me, are you being extremely picky? And I'm saying, no. And I have to show them photographs, because last week I went to an open house and it was in Drumcondra. And I mean, there was 150 people in front of me. That's not including the people who are in the house or the people behind me. It was on for an hour and a half. And how do you stand out in a system like that? You know, how are you the person that the landlord is going to pick? I have to show people this. This is not because I bought an avocado once over the last 3 months. It's nothing to do with that. And even if I buy an avocado, or if I go out and buy myself lunch once a week, why shouldn't I? I work a lot.
No, I know.
You know, people will beat you up for that.
And in fairness, considering how much you would have to have in the bank, or how much you would have to earn in the current climate as a single person in order to buy, the game changer is not the avocado. Do you know what I mean? It is not the 90 cent avocado. Yeah. It really isn't. Look, thank you for coming on and talking to us. I feel your pain. Not only are you living at home, but you have a long commute, and that is not easy, considering, you know, you're a top journalist. It's totally unfair. And thank you for coming on. That's Nicola Barden, features writer with The Sun. 53106, are you in that boat? Have you moved home? Are you the one with Mammy doing the washing and Mammy also asking you what time are you coming in at, and all those things that you were grand about when you were 18, but now that you're 28 are a little bit more tricky? And is it good for us? Is it bad for us? What are our options? What do you think about it? James says, in the mid-90s, Ciara, most of my friends and myself moved out of home around the age of 22 or 23. We'd half moved out before then, and we were sharing accommodation probably during university. But the full move was when we were 22, 23. That doesn't happen now. That just simply doesn't happen. Let us know what your situation is and where you think you go from here. Lots more coming up after this, though, on Lunchtime. Someone says, Ciara, I am 37. I will never leave home because if I moved out, I know I would be homeless. I couldn't afford the rent anywhere. Someone else says, Ciara, my brother is 66. He lived at home all his life, first with my mum and dad, who did all his cooking and washing, and now they are deceased. And it is a complete grow-up shock for what is actually now an aging teenager. God love it. It's not a good way to be if you're 66 and a teenager. It's not great. And someone else says, hi, Ciara, I'm 31 now and I moved out when I was 17. However, my partner and I are faced with the very real possibility of having to move in with her parents, as we simply can't pay rent in Dublin and simultaneously save for a mortgage. It's tough to go from almost completely independent for about half my life to being dependent again on others for shelter. I'm sure that is the case. Yeah, absolutely. And someone says, Ciara, I moved back into the family home after finishing work on a massive TV show in Belfast. I'm 36. My widowed mum is terminally ill. I'm single. I haven't a hope of getting a mortgage or paying rent in North Wicklow or Dublin. My future in Ireland is looking like it's probably not possible. I feel like a failure because I have no house or relationship. Is that what we judge our successes and failures by, a house and a relationship? I hope that there's much more to being a successful, well-rounded human than that. But anyway, nonetheless, I hear what you're saying. Please don't be so hard on yourself. Daniel is on the line too. Daniel, one of our listeners. Daniel, you're 21 and you're not a bit surprised by this. Have you any sight nor sound of getting to move out?
Unfortunately, Ciara, if I'm looking to move around Ireland, there's literally no opportunity to do so.
Yeah. And so at 21, what are you looking at? Are you working? Are you in college? What's the story?
I'm just actually finished college there, Ciara. And the best option for myself is actually just to go abroad, genuinely.
Okay. And where are you looking at?
So I have kind of like two options at the moment. So I'm either going to be going to Spain in September or going to the UAE in August. So.
Oh, okay. And they're quite different options, aren't they? What would you be doing in either of those places?
I'd be teaching here, just getting the experience of being a teacher, because that's what I've always wanted to do. So, you know, go, like, because I had a look at the, you know, the page tip for September,
yeah,
and I was looking at it, and you know, realistically, they, when going in for that, I wasn't told this now back in 2016, but the best way to actually get that, to get, go into that, is to actually have teaching experience, which I have very little of. I mean, yeah. I was a teaching assistant for work experience in TY, but I mean that's really nothing at the end of the day. So, you know, if somebody had told me this, like, back in 2016, I would have gone out and would have gotten that experience. And now I'm kind of facing the prospect of, you know, moving away to get that experience. But, yeah. You know, even if I wanted to stay in Ireland and work as a teaching assistant or something like that,
yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it's very, very difficult, like, you know, to find somewhere.
Absolutely.
To live without, you know, without mommy and daddy, you know.
No, listen, Daniel, completely. And isn't it kind of crazy that you're somebody who's probably going to be a teacher, you're training to be a teacher, always has been a fine profession, and yet you're looking at the possibility of having no way of putting a roof over your head. So we have teachers now, or trainee teachers, who simply can't move out from mum and dad unless they emigrate because the rents or the mortgages or whatever way, even house shares, so expensive.
Yeah, and I think as well as that, it's like, it's so expensive. And, you know, even when you do fully qualify to become a teacher, you know, it's not that the jobs aren't there, it's that the money isn't there. And it's too expensive to, you know,
yeah.
Say, for example, right, you're earning about, you know, I don't know what a certain teacher salary is, it's probably something like 25 grand or probably even less than that, actually. Can you imagine, like, you know, 3/4 of your income coming towards your rent?
Yeah.
You have no money to live on. It's actually...
Well, no,
really, you're
absolutely right, because Steve on Twitter makes the point. He says, country people complaining about no broadband in 5-bedroom mansions. Dublin people binge watching Netflix at blazing speeds, living in their childhood bedroom at 35. He makes a point that there are people in Dublin, they've got great broadband, but they have, you know, they're all living with mum and dad. You know, we're living in strange times. You may very likely go. Does it make you? I asked Nicola this too. Does it make you angry in a way that there aren't more options for you? You're a 21-year-old, you know, college educated young man. You should have options in your own. Maybe not in your own area if your area is posh, but maybe in your own country at least. Does it bother you that there doesn't seem to be an option for you at the moment?
I don't know. Not really. Actually, it doesn't really bother me because. Like, my plan was always to kind of move abroad, and maybe I should be angry that I don't have those options. But at the end of the day, like, I mean, you know, this is the card, this is the hand I've been dealt with, and if I don't like it, then, you know, you can always just fold and try again. Like, and that's, you know, people, I hear these people, you know, complaining about Dublin, and, oh my God, it's so expensive. But at the end of the day, look, if you do have options, like you run Nicola there, I was actually listening to her, and, you know, she's, well, very educated, and she has a very, very good job, but she's also got some very, very good experience as well. And
yeah, no, she's a features writer in a national
abroad,
newspaper.
She could.
Yeah, but you
know,
see...
if she wanted to move abroad, she easily
but
could.
Should we have to, I suppose,
maybe
is the question.
Maybe want it.
Yeah. No, I hear
that's
you.
The problem, though,
yeah.
isn't it?
She's
That's
also 12 That's years older than you, so she has probably put down roots that you haven't put down yet.
Exactly. I have, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's much tougher for her to move. But, you know, you maybe even at the end of the day, you know, coming into your 30s, you shouldn't be forced to go.
No, I think you
but
shouldn't.
Maybe you kind of have to in a way.
Well,
you know?
Anyway, look, thank you
which
for
is,
that. No,
a,
yeah, no, I hear
game.
You. Yeah, no, I hear you, Daniel. Thank you for that. Someone says, Ciara, I'm 32. I moved out at 19, currently back home due to the state of the economy, left behind by the last lot. Rent was about 10p when all of these dinosaurs moved out. My annual salary is a disgrace, but my elder colleagues with their irrelevant qualifications from 30 years ago feel justified when they look down on us. Since I finished education, it has been recession and poor hand talk. No good times for us, thanks to the 40-plus-year-olds. 40-plus-year-olds are struggling too. I know plenty of people who are 40-plus that haven't got a house yet and are living in rented accommodations. I think you might want to look a little older. I think it could be 50, 60 plus that actually have done okay. I think anywhere between 35 and 50 is probably still struggling in this country. Someone says, hi, Ciara. I don't get why people are making such a big deal about living at home at a certain age. What about it once people are safe and lived? I left home at 18. My mum passed away 13 years later. How I wish I'd been at home a few more years. She was my best friend. I think of all the moments and chats we missed, all the history. Relax, people, relax. It's only a number. I hear what you're saying, but it's a stage of life where you want independence. There's no two ways about it. Neil in Dublin says, hi, Ciara. I have three kids in their 20s, all with well-paid jobs. They won't be buying a house until their mid-30s at the earliest. But they have travelled to every corner of the world and experienced a fantastic lifestyle way ahead of anything we had at their age. I do think it's whatever you prioritise, maybe having a house or having a lifestyle. Yeah, maybe. But I think some people, even without the great lifestyle, can't have a house either. And Sheila says, these singletons wanting to move out of their family homes are depriving young families of their first homes. Do they realise there's a housing crisis? That's a bit harsh, Sheila. But look, I don't know. 53106, what's your situation? What do you think could or should happen? I know I have teenagers, later teenagers now coming through, and I'm looking at them going, I have no idea how they will ever move out. Now, I happen to like them being at home, but I am sort of thinking, should I put a shomra, a shed or something in the garden for them to have a bit more independence at some point if they're not able to leave? Because I kind of believe in people becoming fully fledged adults rather than kidults. I don't know what you think about that. Claire is on the line. Claire, what age did you leave home?
I left home at 23 to get married, and I stayed at home until like the day of my wedding. I was brought up in Dublin and I worked in Dublin, but I wasn't allowed to move out. My father thought at the time we used to pay for our keep. So he thought it would be a terrible thing, having educated me, that I would move out and pay rent to a flat when I could be giving my mother, it wasn't a huge amount of money, but I could have been giving my mother the money instead. But it allowed the opportunity to save up. And when we got married, then we got our house, I suppose, younger because we weren't paying rent before that.
Sister did the same thing as you. She would have moved out, as it were, you know what I mean, when she got married. I flew the coop a bit sooner than that. But do you feel that was an appropriate, like, I don't mean it's inappropriate or appropriate, but are you glad that that's the way it went for you? Would you have liked a bit of kicking up your heels in a independent living scenario?
Yeah, it actually is, you know, I'm not one of those ones that have big regrets, but I do regret that I never had that sort of independence. I mean, when I got married, I'd never paid insurance. I know this sounds a bit spoiled, but I didn't know anything about the running of a house.
Yeah.
I barely cooked a dinner. I was completely spoiled, to be honest. But I then had the constraints of living at home with my parents. The night of my hen party, my father was sitting waiting up for me to come home. So, you know, I had no freedom. Now, may I just tell you that getting married then was brilliant. The independence and the fun and everything was great, you know, but I think it's very important that kids move out, and I think it's very important they get a little bit of independence. And I think it's shocking now that the rent is so high. I don't know.
Do you have kids yourself, Claire?
Yeah, 5 in their 20s.
All right. And what's,
and 4 of them are working.
What's their current setup?
They're paying rent and they have good jobs, but I mean, 5 of them to try and help them get on the property ladder.
Yeah.
I don't know how we'll manage it, you know, but it worries me. It really does. And it's a vicious circle, because when you're paying huge rent, how on God's earth are you supposed to save?
I don't know. I actually feel for young people, because I think their options are extremely limited. And I think we sometimes forget, because we did work all our lives and we paid tax all our lives and all, and we did struggle when we were young, but we struggled and had the ability to buy a house. They struggle and don't have the ability to buy a house. And I think that's the difference. We did have it better in a way that we need to maybe acknowledge, because I do think that there's an element that we kind of look back and go, well, I did all these things, they can do them too. No matter how hard somebody now on a single income works and struggles, they won't buy a house at currently, very likely.
No, and, you know, there is, as you said earlier, there's a housing crisis. But when you listen to Nicola's story, there is a highly qualified, well-respected woman in her profession travelling to Louth.
Yeah, to live with her mother.
Shows her to live with her mum, you know, which is lovely for her mum, and she sounds like she gets on great with her. And I'd love one of mine to move back. But on the other hand, they will need a leg up.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. I don't know how parents are going to manage.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree. There's something skewing in all of this. Thank you for that, Claire. Derek is also on the line. Derek, you have 4 adult daughters living with you. That's a busy house. Tell me about your situation.
Well, basically the situation is this, that I actually have, my wife passed away 2.5 years ago. So I'm on my own as such. But the 4 girls, a 30-year-old, a 25-year-old, nearly 22, and another girl who's 19, going on 20. Now, the 4 adult girls in the house with me, an awful lot of the time there's arguments amongst them because they all are different individuals. They all have their own personality.
Yeah, of course.
They want things done a certain way. So I spend an awful lot of time like being a referee when it's work as such.
Now, the 30-year-old not easy.
But the 30-year-old is with her boyfriend now, 10 years almost. And he's in his place and she's in at home with me. They've been trying for the last 3 or 4 years to get places, and 2,000, 2,400, 1,800, 1,900 a month for 1 or 2 bedroom places that local. And then the other girl is 26. She, her actually partner lives in the house with us. I gave up the main bedroom of the house and I moved into a box room to give them the room, to give them the space, because they are actually a couple. So they've nowhere to go at the moment. They're trying their best to get money up for the house. And then the other girl who's 22 and the other girl 80, they obviously probably stay in the house anyway for another 2 years. But at the age of 30 and being with your partner for something like 10 years, at that stage you should have their own place. And I just feel for them, and it's stressing me out to a certain extent. Even things like music, they have their own interest in music. I have a different type of music. I like television programs, such and such things, and arguments over who's watching what on the television. Because of the way it is, because of so much friction in the house, you can't really bring friends in. And like people in
do you have a good relationship with them all? They're obviously sparking off each other a bit, but do you get on with all of them?
Yeah, well, I do, but sometimes I get the impression. This maybe is me, but I get the impression sometimes that as if I'm in the way sometimes.
Like, in your own house?
In my own house, yes. I'm in the way, like I'm kind of getting in there, interfering with their kind of life. They want to live their life the same way, but they're under my roof kind of thing. But I love my kids, don't get me wrong. But
I know that. I can see it.
It's so stressful, and it's never been brought up because I think maybe down the road, maybe years down the road, 20, 30 years down the road, there's going to be an awful lot of senior people with mental health issues maybe end up in hospital over stress with having the kids still under their feet.
Yeah.
When they
Did you ever expect this, Derek? Did you ever expect, I mean, back in your day when you got married before you had all the four girls, did you and your wife do the old fashioned thing? You got married, moved out, and you were kind of young?
Yeah, we did. Like, we got a fourth house. We were together for maybe. We were actually together for maybe 3 or 4 years before we got married, and then we got our own place. We made sure we had everything set up. We had our own home, a nice home set up, and everything was ready. We got everything done right. We had everything done before we got married.
Yeah.
And I think that's putting a lot. It's at the moment now, if you think about it, you'd have to have between 50 to 60,000 lodged in the bank, even just to put a deposit up in every house. I mean, on God's earth, how is anyone going to get that kind of money up?
I don't know is the answer. I honestly don't know. I think it's huge money for people, and I don't think that I don't think it's going to be an option for lots of people, and I'm not quite sure. I mean, we had Richard Boyd Barrett in yesterday, and he made what I thought was a very good point, in that he said what we need to do is maybe remove the wage earning threshold for social and affordable housing, so anyone can apply, but you pay a bit more if you have a bit more, because we have people now, even we had somebody on the line there just a few minutes ago, trainee teacher, not going to be able to afford a house. It's extraordinarily challenging for people now, and I think it is different to how it was a few years ago.
You see, when I got my first house, the first time I bought my house, I bought the first house in 1987, I think it was, and it was 22,000 the house cost. And it was a good house in a good location. I could have got a house cheaper then. But that house that I paid 22,000 for, they're going for 555, it's nearly 600,000 today.
I know.
And a price, I mean, that is in 25 years, it's gone up probably 10 or 15 times. Whereas, matter of fact, over 20 years, the house should maybe double every 20 years in price, not go up 5 or 6 times.
No, I know. And I think what we really are seeing now is people on... good jobs, unable, you know, what would have been considered a good job once, unable to buy a house. Whereas back in the day, there was a possibility to put a roof over your head on a moderate job, on a kind of a relatively low pay job, people could still access accommodation. And that's the real changer. But look, thank you for that, Derek. Thank you for talking to me about all that. Someone says, hi, Ciara, I'm 43 and I've just moved back home to my fantastic parents' house, as I'm a single parent with 2 kids with autism. I've also become an accidental landlady because of it, and I've lost my independence, but I've gained amazing help and support. I'd do it any day in a heartbeat. So I think if you choose to do it, maybe it's okay, but it's hard. And Neil says, ridiculous pitching age groups against each other. It wasn't the 40 plus cohort that ruined the economy. I'm 41 and I feel the effect of it too. Surely it was the banking government policy that was to blame. Opportunities for young people to get involved in politics to change policy and direction of the nation, I think. I think that's probably a very good point, Neil. I think the fact is that older people vote in much greater numbers than younger people. I hope that is changing because I do think that their younger people are in trouble now.